voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Good morning, Dr. Brown. I'm very excited to talk to you. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you, Melissa?
Oh, you know, I'm doing just fine. Thank you so much. Got a lot going on here. Of course, a lot of people anxious to get their COVID vaccine. I thought you, if anyone, would be very excited to hear that.
Yes, I am very excited. And it's so important that people get vaccinated.
I agree. I totally agree. The only thing I was going to ask you, and I don't know if it's something that I should, if I should reach out to like Griffin directly, but I'm sure you've heard, obviously, the appointment debacle is crazy, trying to make an appointment for 75 plus. People are calling the 800 number. I've had a couple of people write into me, though, and say that if you go to Griffin's website, you can book your appointment there. Do you know anything about the appointment process or ways that people can book to have it done locally? Because even if people get through the 800 number, they're being sent to East Hartford, which doesn't really work.
Yes. And interesting enough, yes, there's actually three ways to book. There's VAMS. So that's the government website, and you can get that through the DPH website, the Connecticut DPH website. You can actually go through 211. That's probably the 800 number that you're talking about, or 211 or the 800 number. And then the third way is, yes, you can go to the Griffin website, and we actually have a call center, you know, in which they are not only taking, and again, expect a little bit of wait, but they're able to set up the appointment at that time. So you actually call them, and they'll be able to set up an appointment, and they'll be able to set it up at one of our vaccination centers.
Okay, that's awesome. So people can call. Do you happen to have that number on hand? If not, I could give it to people. I'll just look it up on the Griffin website.
I do not.
That's okay.
They can, again, it's pretty readily available at our website.
Okay, perfect.
And then obviously, if you put it on your website, that would be fantastic. And again, our goal is to get as many people as we can vaccinated who fit into the 1A and the 75 and older category.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Perfect. So I will look for that number, folks, and I will get that for you to call into the help center and make sure that you can get your appointments. And what's nice is, like you were mentioning, Dr. Brown, people want to be able to go to either like the Shelton sites, Griffin. They want to go where it's close by because it's kind of crazy to ask these people to drive up to East Hartford. Like it's
absolutely.
Just, it's insane. So
absolutely.
I'm glad.
And again, I mean, we're doing about 1,000 plus vaccinations a day. I can tell you that our busier times are early mornings and probably later evenings. But again, we're there the entire day. We have plenty of vaccinators. We've increased the amount of people who are helping people register. So there is definitely capacity there.
Awesome. Okay, perfect. So I will look up that number when we're done here, and I will get that out to people. Thank you. We appreciate that because I know people really want to book their appointments. And speaking of that, a couple people have asked, do you have to book your second appointment, or after you're there, do they book it on site, or does someone call you? How does that work?
So what we're recommending is if you do go through the VAM site, you'll get a second email after you're done to schedule a second appointment. So you can either do it through VAMS on that initial one, and then you'll do the second one pretty much right after. Just be careful. People have been – so it's depending on which vaccine you get, which both are very effective. If you get the Moderna, it's 28 days, and if you get the Pfizer, it's 21 days after the initial. VAMS has a tendency to have little bugs in it, unfortunately, as probably a lot of people know.
Yes.
Let's make sure it fits within that 21 or 28 days, given sort of the little bit of delay, that shouldn't be an issue, but it should be. So there's a lot of confusion about this. It should be after those times, so it has to be after the 21 days or after the 28 days. It does not need to be on the 21 or on the 28. And I know the CDC does say, well, there's a three-day grace period. Honestly, this is a booster shot. So any time after that 21 or 28, you know, preferably if you get it within the month, then that's actually optimal.
Okay. All right. That actually is really good to know because I know a lot of people were worried, like, if we have a snow day and that was our appointment, do we miss it? Okay. That's good to know. There's
a
little flexibility.
It is a booster shot. So what it is it truly is a booster shot to boost your immune system. So since you already have some immunity from that first shot, it's boosting it up to that 95% or around 95% efficacy.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Dr. Brown is here this morning happening. Now, Dr. Brown, as you know, the 75 plus category, that's actually a lot of our listeners fall into that category. And I've gotten a lot of questions in regards to when can I hug my grandchildren again? Like, there are people who had grandchildren, great grandchildren born in 2020. They still haven't even met them yet. They haven't seen their kids. So if they get the vaccine, there have been different reports out there as to when you could be normal again. When can they be normal again?
So there is a lot of controversy on this.
Yeah.
And, you know, and if we had more time, I would explain the science of what the vaccine is. But I'll spare you from this and your listeners at this point. But the bottom line is that, you know, vaccines, in particular this vaccine, which is probably one of the best vaccines we've had, well, is the best, you know, best efficacy for a vaccine we've ever had in human history. So it's actually a really good vaccine. There has been some confusion about the fact that if you get the vaccines, you know, you can still spread the virus. I have to tell you that risk would be extremely, extremely low, if not non-existent. I mean, that's the whole reason why we're getting the vaccine. So I think people can be cautious. I think the whole wearing masks is going to continue, and I think there's policy in the aspect that not everybody's been vaccinated. But I think you can at least limitedly try to help with this, and sort of my opinion in this, is to say I think you can feel a lot more comfortable visiting with your family after you've been vaccinated twice.
Okay.
And then just so you know, Melissa, it's actually twice and then at least 2 weeks after your second vaccination is when you're going to be good to go.
Cleared. Okay. So around 2 weeks after, you can cautiously start, you know, reconnecting with your family.
Yes. I don't want to go against my colleagues in the CDC or,
right.
or the state, but I would, I could tell you personally, I would be very comfortable. And I've been vaccinated, been 2 weeks. I hugged my parents. So.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm happy for you, actually. That's a really beautiful thing. Now, really quick, I know, God, if I could talk to you for an hour, I would, and I would love that. But one more thing. The big news earlier this week was the fact that Moderna got recalled. I think it was in California, also possibly in Europe. What can you tell us about that? Of course, people are now nervous that my own sister got the Moderna vaccine, and she's like, Melissa, what's going on? And I'm like, it's Dr. Brown.
So listen, I expected this to happen. I mean, this is what you would expect from, you know, normal, normal. This is sort of the nuances sometimes with medical devices, you know, even medications and even vaccinations. And we are monitoring and we have to watch closely what's happening and what can potentially be done. Again, as far as I'm concerned, you know, this is why we make sure that we document batches. And if there's anything that's related to you, then you're a lot. So when you actually do get a vaccine, it's actually very specific. We know exactly what lot. We know exactly what issue. And I have to say that manufacturing is really good in the United States and around the world, but there's always some sort of nuance that's occurred there. So I would, again, for those of you who've received the Moderna or the Pfizer, I wouldn't be worried about it. I think if there was any issue, then you would be contacted.
I mean, is that kind of why also it seems like every person that gets the vaccine, you sort of wait 15 to 20 minutes, like right after?
Right.
Okay.
To make sure that you're there. And again, listen, manufacturing processes are not perfect. And even if you, I think we've talked about numbers before, I mean, they're producing millions and millions of vaccines.
Doses, yeah.
And you know what? And one small little, you know, less than a 1% error in that process could lead to some changes and it could lead to a recall. Mm-hmm. Again, I would not, that is normal. I would not be worried that, you know, Moderna is not effective. I think, you know, the people who would be affected is relatively low.
Okay. All right. Well, Dr. Brown, thank you so much. We appreciate it. And again, anyone who is listening, I will get you guys that number for Griffin Health. I so appreciate all your help, Dr. Brown, always. Thank you.
My pleasure, Melissa. Have a good day.
Thanks. You too.